From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, negative campaigning is a fact of life, but does it work?
First, this will be the last time Senator Barack Obama and John McCain debate each other tonight at Hofstra University on Long Island. We're reading polls this week that increasingly favor Senator Obama. The Washington Post on Monday, the New York Times, and CBS Today. Mark Blumenthal is with pollster.com. It offers daily tracking polls or coverage of them. Mark, what are you seeing?
There's undeniable evidence that the Democrats have significantly improved their standing since about this time 3 or 4 weeks ago. We see it in virtually every poll we look at. Today, there's a new survey out that you mentioned from CBS and the New York Times, which I think is probably on the high side of good news if you're a Democrat or bad news if you're a Republican. You know, we can quibble over the margins. It's very clear that Obama's got a pretty healthy lead that translates into a fairly overwhelming lead in the Electoral College.
You write in your analysis of this today that this may be a momentary high spot for the Democrats. Why do you say that?
Well, I was referring to something a little bit technical on our site, which is the current national trend, and it had fluttered up to about 9 points. It had been somewhere between 7 and 8 on our estimate all week, and I'm just referring to that little bit of a flutter. I think that all evidence says that Obama and Biden have had a pretty healthy lead now in that range for at least a week, and it's actually been somewhat flat. Tonight's debate's probably the last chance for something big to happen that the candidates can do to change perceptions. Given the way news has been the last couple of weeks, you never know when the world's going to throw a curve at you. But this is the last big shot the candidates have to get people's attention and I think, change minds.
But you're saying that what you see in the data is people moving over the last 3 weeks or so towards Senator Obama, and they've kind of been there for the last week, and they're holding there.
Yeah, I think that at least is about what we're seeing. I mean, if you start looking at some of the polls in individual states, you see both evidence that confirms what we're seeing in the national polls, but also things that are kind of astounding considering how close the race looked a month ago, which is a state like Florida, which I think most of us thought was going to be a pretty tough challenge for the Obama campaign to make competitive. There have been something like a dozen polls in the last 2 weeks from all sorts of different sources, and I think only one or two of them have McCain ahead, and that by a point or so. Our trend estimate has Obama ahead 7 points in Florida right now.
Running away with it. Let me ask you about one other number that I saw. This came late yesterday from the Pew Research Organization. They have measured, quote, the lowest level of national satisfaction ever measured in a Pew Research Center survey. Just 11% of people say they're satisfied with the way things are going in the country. 11%.
Right. There's a question that pollsters ask. Do you think things are headed in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track? The wrong track number on both the ABC Washington Post. I know that one. I think it was 9%, which was the lowest they had ever measured, and I think the CBS New York Times was something in single digits as well. People are very worried about the direction of the economy. I mean, we've had essentially a stock market crash, banks going under and being bailed out by the government, and so people are very worried, and they have been holding accountable for that, both President Bush and just about anybody in office. For the Obama campaign, that's a help.
Let me ask you one other thing. What is the effect of Governor Palin at this point?
You know, it's clear from what I see on television that Palin is continuing to attract decent crowds wherever she goes and speaks, and that voters who were ready to vote Republican are very enthused about her, but it doesn't seem to be helping much in the middle with voters who were independent.
Mark Blumenthal with pollster.com. Mark, thank you.
Thank you.